Hello, this is It's a Fringe, the Buxton Fringe podcast, and I'm Damian Payton. This one comes from the Fringe programme party, where I spoke to some Fringe regulars to get their recommendations and top tips on what to go and see this year and how to do the Fringe. And a reminder of the dates this year, it's the 6th to the 24th of July. And in this pod, you'll also hear call-outs about how you can get involved, join the team and support us. Carol, Secretary of Buxton Fringe Committee, tell us about what you like to go and see at the Fringe or what you're looking forward to seeing this time.
Hi Damien, well I've got a few things on my list, but the thing about the Fringe is there's such a variety that there's always something to appeal. So on my list is Soul Repair, which is Adrian Lord, who plays piano, and I saw him last year and he was just beautiful, it was just lovely, so that's top of my list. I've also got Voices from the Peak, which is, again, something that was audio last year, but Mark is doing a live show this year, so that's really one for the list. And the other one that I'm looking forward to is The Little Prince, which is a Frieze Company Adventure department. And those guys did a lot of stuff during lockdown, audio recorded, and they were so funny. I laughed so much that I missed half the jokes, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them live.
Can you help with providing accommodation for our entrants? Many of these are students with unlimited talent and enthusiasm, but limited financial resources. Most need a cheap place to stay for a few days, usually just a room with a bed is sufficient. The Fringe Committee has an accommodation list of people who would be willing to welcome some of these into their homes. If you are interested in being on this, please get in touch.
So I'm talking to Stephanie Billen, who's the Fringe Marketing Officer and on the committee, who's going to tell us about what shows, what venues, what's looking good this year.
Well, the short answer is it's all looking amazing. I mean, what's really great is that we've got something in every single category of the Fringe, including we had a very last-minute film entry, which we managed to get into the programme. I quite like some of these smaller categories. Dance, there's a couple of really nice dance things, some Regency dancers who are going to be performing in the Pavilion Gardens, and then we've got the Morris dancers that I always love. But there's so much. There's comedy, there's loads of visual arts as well. I'm involved myself in the Buxton Art Trail. It's really great to see that back again. And I will be exhibiting at Day Zero using my married name. And what else? There's so much. There's I think some of the comedy sounds just really fun and a bit naughty. We've got porno charade. I think I might have to go along just to see what goes on there. A lot of really good theatre as well. And spoken word, I'm involved in that as well, the Chapel Arts Creative Writing Group. We're doing something for the first time at the Fringe ever, live. So that's going to be really fun in Chapel.
Would you like to help out at a major arts festival and gain valuable experience for your CV? Buxton Festival Fringe is looking for volunteers to do shifts at its Fringe Information Desk, open daily from July 6th to 24th. In the conservatory area of the Buxton Pavilion Gardens. Find out more on our website.
Ian, you're a reviewer and you particularly review comedy. What are you looking forward to seeing this year, or what do you always like to go and see?
But the comedy at the Fringe is varied, so I try and go and see something different every year. But one of the acts I do like to go and see is a guy called Nathan Cassidy, who's coming with a show called Hot Tub God this year. So I'm really looking forward to that because he usually brings the house down. But all the rest that I'm going to this year, they're all new to me, so I'm waiting to be surprised and entertained by all of them.
Barbara Wilson, who's ex-Fringe Treasurer, ex-Fringe Secretary, on the committee for 20 years. What would you suggest we should do while the Fringe is on in Buxton?
I would get yourself a programme and I'd go sit yourself outside the Opera House somewhere with a glass of Prosecco or a Fringe beer, if they're doing such things this year, and sit there and watch the people attending the opera and think that really, you know, they should be looking at the Fringe programme and spontaneously deciding what they feel like doing tonight and what will dovetail together to make an excellent Fringe evening. John and I usually go for the music and the drama, but, you know, we occasionally venture into comedy. But what we mostly try to do is just spontaneously let things fit together for a fantastic Fringe evening.
Thinking about that warm glow you get from supporting a really worthwhile arts charity? For a really very modest donation, you can be one of our special friends, enjoying 10% reductions on tickets, first peek at the programme, and invitations to friends' events. But, of course, it's all about that warm glow. Our friends are an important source of support in safeguarding the future of the Fringe. Look for the Friends page on our website.
How shall I introduce you, John? Ex-chair of the Fringe Committee and stalwart of the Fringe. So, John, tell me about what you're looking to go and see and what would you recommend?
I hadn't really decided, but you asked me to have a look at the programme, and I have done, and I found a page in the music section here with no fewer than six guitar events, guitar-based events. There are two more over the page, two more on the previous page, and Partita, who have their own Baroque version of guitar, the lute, play. So I am planning a guitar fest. I love the guitar anyway, but here we've got jazz, folk, classical and rock guitar in one small town in the north of England in 2 weeks. It's magic, isn't it? This is what you pay your Fringe friends fee for.
We try to review all shows that come to the Fringe. This helps our audience choose what they want to see, but is also important to the artists who value the feedback and often use extracts in publicity. The reviews are published on our website, on the Fringe app, and at the Fringe desk in Pavilion Gardens. Our reviewers are all volunteers, although a few are professional journalists. Their only reward is a free ticket to the first night of the show they're reviewing. Could you be one of our team? Get in touch.
Alice just walked into the cupboard where I'm recording. Alice, you're the senior manager of the Fringe desk.
For me, like music and comedy, you can't go wrong. Any ability, you can have a good night, whatever. You can even have a bit of a laugh and join in and let your hair down, have a few drinks. You can have a great time. And I just think you've got to just go, even if you think this doesn't look my cup of tea at all, just go for it. What's the worst that can happen? You know, you think, don't know if that was for me, but I'm glad I went. Definitely Club Acoustic at the Fringe is a great one. It is a bit like an open mic sort of situation, but it is sort of planned during the Fringe of who they're having. And that's always a great night. You always get a real sort of eclectic mix of different people, different go from 1 minute from a violin to next minute someone really rocky. And it's just brilliant, that really nice mix of things, or someone folky like the performances right now tonight. I try not to judge a book by its cover and try to just, like, when I'm doing the reviewing, I've just booked down for everything. Even if I think, I don't know if that sounds massively my cup of tea, but I'll go for it anyway, because you've got to step out of your comfort zone. Just go for it and just try things out with the Fringe. I think that's just have fun with it as well. You meet different people, you meet performers, and just, yeah, let your hair down and have a good time.
That's it for the Buxton Fringe Preview Pod. We'll be doing more previews as we get closer to launch, featuring as many of the acts and entrants as we possibly can. And a reminder of the website for tickets and for how to get involved. It's buxtonfringe.org.uk, and there's a link in the description. See you next time.